Jeff, thanks so much for the time. As I said before we came on the air, I can't believe the season's already here. It seems like it just kind of crept up on us. For somebody like you, though, who's been doing this for as long as you have, does the new season come up quickly for you still, or is it kind of at your own pace because of all the stuff that you're doing outside of the season, like recruiting and whatnot?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, lacrosse is starting earlier and earlier every year with the starting game dates. I think it actually is a good thing. I prefer actually the shorter preseason. I'd rather get into games earlier. I think the kids do as well. So this year preseason flew by. We've had some good weather. Practice has been going really well. And it's actually really nice that we're suiting up on Saturday and playing some other people rather than waiting for a week or two later.
How has the preseason been going for you up to this point? Are you happy where the guys are right now?
Yeah, at this point, we're actually very happy. The work rate's been great. The senior leadership has been outstanding. You know, of course, we haven't played games. We haven't really dealt with any adversity yet. You know, for the most part, we're fairly healthy. We've got a couple guys banged up. So all in all, I have to give it a pretty high ranking.
I remember when your schedule became official and was released back in mid-December, and I said to myself, holy cow, that's a tough one. And it's not just because you play in a tough conference, but because you face a lot of really good teams outside of it, like SUNY Cortland and Tufts, and now the defending national champs from Cabrini. How did the schedule get situated that way?
Yeah, with the change in the spring trip, the Liberty League now opens as part of our spring break, so it kind of adjusts where you can go and how far away you can leave. So yeah. We looked at what we had going, and you know, one of the thorns in the side in the past was the fact that our schedule was not quite as strong, especially out of conference. So, you know, we had the opportunity to go up to Tufts, and of course we kicked it back in with Cabrini last year. You know, and then Fisher had a great year, so you know that game, you know, is a big time game. They're a top 20 team right now, so it can only help us. I think, you know, I don't expect us not to stumble a little bit and learn from our mistakes. But you want to play good teams, and I think it only makes you a better team by doing so.
Yeah. Jeff Long, our guest here on BTL, head coach of IC Men's Lacrosse, entering his 33rd year with the program. When your players found out you'd be having this kind of schedule against really good teams, what was the excitement level like? Because based off what I see alone on the team's Twitter account, they're pretty amped to make some noise and surprise a lot of people this year.
Yeah, I think the guys are really, really excited. We have a ton of guys from the Mass area and New England, and so going up to Tufts, you know, on a Tuesday night, it's going to be really cool. And I just think, you know, I think kids come to compete. They want to play good teams. They want to have the opportunity to compete at the end of the season with postseason. And this is the kind of a schedule that if you sneak in a nice victory against one of these teams, it goes a long way at the end of the season.
Well, let's talk a little X's and O's. Let's talk a little shop about this group. In the attack, you returned your top three scorers from last season, including Connor Brumfield, who's really been exceptional since his rookie season. Now that he and the other guys are all upperclassmen, is it safe to assume that the expectations for execution are a lot higher now?
Yeah, we hope so. A lot of this, you know, we're really just hoping the confidence level is a lot more in these guys. They've got the game experience under their belt now. There's a couple guys that came back from last year's season that came back considerably stronger and better this season. So I think we have really four or five, maybe six guys we can rotate at attack this year, which would be really, really fun and can only make us a little bit better.
Well, in goal, you have Robbie Atwood and Connor Thornton both returning, and both of them have seen significant time between the pipes. How are you going to handle that position? Will there be a primary starter? Are you going to go between the two and then stick with one for a bulk of the season? What's the game plan there?
Yeah, you know, I wish I knew that right now. We've still got a couple more days this week, but that's been a really good competition. The freshman, Ryan Laforte's, had a good preseason as well. I would imagine we'll probably, you know, definitely come to a starter here in a day or two, and I don't know that we'd really split halves yet in this situation. I think that's a really hard thing to ask goalies to do, but that'll be more of a game day decision, to be honest with you.
Okay. You mentioned Ryan's name in goal and how he's been battling and whatnot. Who are some of the other freshmen who have really jumped up to speed pretty quickly and some guys you're really excited about?
Yeah, there's a really nice midfielder / attack, Jake Erickson. He's from the Boston area, and he'll probably run with the first group this weekend. A couple of long sticks came in. Wes Hutchins is doing a good job. I'm trying to think of the other freshmen. But really, the biggest improvement that I've seen more than the freshmen is the freshmen from last year that are sophomores. We saw a huge growth pattern with that class, and where we thought we wouldn't be quite so deep at all of our positions. I do think we can go to the bench a little bit earlier and a little bit better without any drop-off in the talent level.
What has been the biggest part of that growth for those guys?
I just think overall maturation. I mean, physical maturation for sure, but really I think it's just such a hard transition from high school to college in terms of the physicality, the speed of play and the speed of the decision making. And I think that first year is tough on a lot of those first year guys, and I think they learn a lot that first year. And the ones that really make it and stay with the program for 4 years make that transition from freshman year to sophomore year.
For sure. Jeff Long, our guest here on BTL, head coach of Ithaca College men's lacrosse. Jeff, in his 33rd season with the program, I think one of the biggest question marks, at least for us on the outside of the program, is at midfield, where after you graduate All-Americans, Josh DeLapuca and Brennan King, who's got to step up?
I think everybody does, really. I mean, I think we did have quite a few guys that got some experience last year, but with Jake Erickson playing midfield, that's a nice plus. We moved Kyle Johnson from attack to midfield, and that's been good for us. He's a lefty, that's helping out a lot. And then there's been a huge progression with a freshman from last year, Drew Turner from Long Island. So we run a type of offense where it doesn't matter whether you're a midfielder or an attackman, to be honest with you. So it's kind of a motion offense, and guys got to play all six spots. So I think we have a pretty good pool of talent where we can at least always find a good combination of six guys out there at any given time.
Obviously, as I mentioned, you've been around this game and obviously this program for a long time now. I want to go back to the schedule a little bit. In your time with the program, is this maybe one of the tougher schedules you feel like that's been put together?
I think it's probably the toughest schedule we've ever had, to be honest with you. You know, once we made the move to Liberty League, where everybody's fairly competitive, and then you add on the other conference teams, I don't think we've ever played a schedule like this, especially when you look at the first 2 or 3 weeks of the season when you're playing, you know, a bunch of top 20 teams right from the start and a couple in the top five, you know. So, it's definitely a challenge. It's our biggest challenge ever, but, you know, that's why you do it, man. You want to play good teams and you want to learn from them, and, you know, you get to wake up the next game, start over, and learn from your mistakes and move forward. So we'll see how this team develops with that.
Well, now, since there has been that association with the Liberty League for a few seasons now, I'm kind of curious, what is it that makes it such a good conference of lacrosse? Because having seen you guys playing the Empire 8 for so many years and then obviously jumping ship to the Liberty League, it's been almost night and day, it seems like, with the level of competition. I mean, what makes the Liberty League so good? How have teams been able to bring in so many talented guys, you think?
Yeah, I think, you know, if you look at most of the schools, they're all bigger, probably more respected academic schools, number one. The other piece is you've got a ton of schools that have Division I sports, especially hockey, and so I think a lot of it has a little bit of a rundown effect on the other sports programs, you know, and so they're getting good quality kids, and, you know, they're doing a nice job with financial aid, and really if you go up and down the schools in the Liberty League, every school is highly respected from all aspects, whether it be academics, you know, social environment, or athletics, so it's just a really, really nice environment to play within.
Yeah, has that changed any of the way that you have to recruit or approach players with trying to bring them in?
I think, you know, we're all a little bit different. We all have our own identity. Our Ithaca College is who we are, and I think we offer a really good product, and the town itself offers a great environment to come to college in. And so I haven't really adjusted a ton. I think the fact that we play better teams and we're traveling a little bit more and we're in different areas of the country and different areas of the state to compete in the league gets us more exposure, which is helpful.
Jeff, before I let you run, I want to go back to this coming weekend when you open the season up against St. John Fisher, who you mentioned is nationally ranked. Aside from a win, what do you want to see from your guys, especially when it comes to the game plan and execution?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing we're looking for is the guys that can just actually compete on game day and, you know, don't put the tail between their legs. And, you know, they're going to make some mistakes. It's probably not going to be the most pretty game. It's February 22nd. So what we're looking for are the guys that just get after it for 60 minutes, compete hard. You know, if they get knocked down, they get up quick. If they drop the ball, they find a way to get it back. And we're really just looking for those kids that want to fight and be tough and put a full 60 minutes of work in every day.
Hey, Jeff, as always, really appreciate the time. Good luck this weekend. We'll definitely be talking to you soon, okay?
Thank you so much. Have a good one. I appreciate it.